Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We led off with Brett Brown, his reaction to what he did last night, the draft. Mm-hmm. And really this is coming down to what their plan is. And I think these two players now, like, are going to be connected for a long time. Mikal Bridges and Zaire Smith. Now, the pick's going to play a big role in this, but if Bridges goes on to be a really, really good NBA player, mm-hmm. and Zaire Smith never develops a jump shot and he's just, you know, a pretty good defensive player,
athlete, yeah.
Yeah, rotational guy, people are going to be upset. Now, if they turn the number one pick into Kawhi Leonard, I think we'll look differently at this, but like when they take the floor next year, if they don't make a trade this summer using that pick, we're going to connect those two guys.
Oh, yeah.
And last night there was a lot of reaction, a lot of people upset at the deal. I was confused at first, mm-hmm. but I sort of see what they were seeing and why they do this. Last night it was interesting just to hear how the whole thing played out. So let's hear some what happened last night. So first was Bridges after he got drafted on his mom's reaction. We know his mom works for the Sixers.
She's very, very excited. She's been wanting this. And she's probably more excited than I am. She was about to cry and all that, but she said she won't ruin her makeup, so she tried to hold it in. But no, she's very excited. You know, I'm her only son, I'm a little mama's boy. She's happy that her son's right there around the corner again. And it's just really cool.
Well, he was around the corner for about 25 minutes, and then he was in Phoenix.
Come on,
here's the reaction his mom had to the whole thing and to the joy she had of him playing here.
It's amazing. It's an experience I'll never forget, and I'm so excited he's coming home to be part of our Sixers family. It's amazing. Go Sixers!
10 minutes later, here's Mikal Bridges after the fact.
I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. I mean, I was young thinking about being here, getting to the NBA. I'm just so grateful to be here. And, I mean, it's a business, and trades can happen. But I'm excited to be in Phoenix. I can't wait to get down there. I didn't know what they were saying. I was confused, and they told me. I was like, oh, it's time to get ready for Phoenix. It's time to, you know, get ready to go down there.
Thanks, guys. We're going to take him back.
How did mom take
him?
She's fine. She's fine. Yeah, she's happy.
You know, Ike, I think he handled it well.
Man, they tried to snatch him up out of there before he could finish his answer.
I know. They're like, get out, move it.
Yeah, yeah, I thought he handled it well. He handled it like a big boy, like someone that's mature, who is in full control of his emotions. You know that it was a little shocking to the system.
Had to be.
Having sort of your dreams answered and getting drafted by your hometown team after hearing for months this could be a likely destination. So I'm sure he and his mom have gone over so many scenarios where he could land here. And so I know in that moment they're happy, they're ecstatic. And then the business side of things happened, and I thought he handled it perfectly, man. He could have been upset, could have made it more than what it turned out to be. He's handled it better than some of these fans have handled
most.
It. That wanted to see him come here. And that just goes to show you that's the difference between a 21-year-old coming out and an 18-year-old coming out of school. Because an 18-year-old may have acted differently.
And I think a good agent probably prepped him for this. Like, yeah, this is not the most likely thing, but this could happen.
It could happen, yeah.
So when you do these interviews, just kind of be on alert that 10 minutes later you get traded. This is what I thought last night. This happens every draft. I think we're having emotions to this because he's a local kid, played here. We watched him win two national championships. And the people started to settle into, oh, he's on this team.
Yeah.
It's one thing if they pass on him. I don't think there's as much reaction. But they didn't pass on him. They drafted him, and then they traded him away. 888-729-9494. Did you like what the Sixers did? Let's grab Mike in Westchester. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Joe?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm tired of people calling it you. They're idiots. They don't know, you know. These local people, you don't draft a guy because, oh, it's a great story out of Villanova. You draft, you pick a guy there and think he's going to help you. I think, and I was critical last night of this, but I had some time to think about it. I think it's a fantastic move they made. Unbelievable trade. People don't realize the value of an unprotected pick. A first round pick. I mean, and the Heat are not going to be any good. But not only that, I think Zaire Smith is going to be better than Bridges. Did you anybody see him play in the tournament? Anybody that says this guy has no offensive game doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, Joe. They have no freaking clue.
Well, the one thing I think people will throw back at you, Mike, is the last time they watched Zaire Smith play in college basketball, he lost to Villanova. And I think he only scored 7 or 8 points in that game. He's not here. He's not here because of his offensive prowess. I think
watch him against Florida and see that he can't shoot. He was in the offense he was in. He was not an offensive. He was not the guy who was the main cog anywhere. He was the main shooter. But when he did shoot the three, he hit him most of the time. So I think people need to get their head out of their behinds, not thinking this guy has no talent whatsoever. Some people think he might be the steal of the draft.
He's certainly one of the better athletes in the draft. Mike, we appreciate it. That's what people keep saying, is his athletic prowess is just off the charts.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think he's a role player in the future.
Me
he's
too.
A bench player in the future. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because they probably have ideas of having someone else in that role that Mikal Bridges may have filled. I mean, all this will be rendered mute if they get Kawhi Leonard or LeBron James in that position.
If they get a superstar three position, it's going to be
because
if that was the case, Bridges wouldn't play much anyway.
Yes,
he'd be behind a guy you don't want to take off the court.
I to me, that's what I took away from last night, is that the Sixers appear to be trying to set themselves up for going after a star player. And listen, I know Brett Brown isn't going to tell strategy or give away secrets to conversations they may or may not have already had with organizations, particularly the San Antonio Spurs. Yep. But when I'm listening to Brett Brown last night, and he sounded a little different today, and maybe he saw how he sounded last night and decided to dial it back a little bit.
He was pretty bold last night.
And last night it almost sounded as if there's something in place already.
He's not shy about that.
Yeah.
That's
what it sounded like last night to me, is that we made these moves because this is going to lead to something else.
Yes. And today it felt like he dialed it back
a little bit.
So it doesn't have to happen this summer. It's going to happen soon. We're looking in the near future. But you're right. Last night it was like, I walked away thinking, when are they traded for Kawhi? Tomorrow?
Right.
Is it 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, he must already have the deal finalized, and they just needed A, B, and C to happen tonight.
I think the interesting part now is going to be, are they willing, and they probably are, to trade for Kawhi without a contract?
Would you?
I don't like the idea. I don't want to give up everything.
Right.
I'll say this. If I'm not putting Dario in any deal unless he's signing an extension. Because that worries me that he's going to walk away in a year, and then you're without this pick you just got. You're without Fultz, Rocco, Dario. Then what do you have? You're back to just having Ben and Joel.
Yeah.
If Dario's not in the deal, and it's like this, it's this pick that they've got, Rocco, Fultz, I would probably do it.
I think I'll agree with you. I said, listen, as long as you can keep one of the two, Fultz or Dario, I'd be okay with it, meaning that trading for Kawhi without a net, I can't give you everything.
Because then if he leaves, you have nothing.
Yeah, so I got to keep either Fultz or Dario in the bag. And now that they've drafted these two kids last night, you put Fultz in the deal because that's really the position you addressed last night.
Yeah.
They drafted two combo guards.
They did.
That's really what they drafted.
And they're combined, there's something there because one is a defender, one's a shooter.
And one's a tremendous athlete. Tremendous athlete. So Dario is the one position you didn't necessarily find a replacement for. So yeah, I'll keep Dario, put Fultz in the deal, add the picks for future first-round picks, and let's go. Make sure you throw Covington in that deal, too.
You want Rocco out of here?
Yeah, getting out.
Rasul and Brixton. What's up, Rasul?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Ra?
Hey, I agree with you, Ike, on that. Let's get Covington out of here.
why do you guys want to give away a good player? You just want to give him away.
I'll pay the shipping and handling. Let's get this guy up out of here. But a few things.
You got to give away something, Joe, to get something.
Yeah, I know. I traded for Kawhi.
He's all defensive, man.
I don't want to just give him away for nothing. Anyway, go ahead, Russell.
But a few things. The first thing, I was a little skeptical with that deal last night. But if we can get Kawhi Leonard for that pick, and that's the only reason I'm thinking that they got that pick, just to throw it away to San Antonio. But after we get Kawhi, we still got to address our bench. We still got to address who's going to fill out the starting five. We still got to sign J.J. Redick. I don't want to pay him what we paid him last year, that's for sure. But we still got to sign up some of these guys on the bench. We still got to get some starters on the floor. And I'm thinking we need to let's see what's up with Dwight Howard. I hear Dwight Howard is out there for a backup role. Let's try to – I want to see him come in off the bench and give us some minutes with some rebounds and block shots.
Yeah, I'm out on Dwight, Rasul. Like, I understand what you're saying. He's still a viable player.
Believe me, Rasul, you want no parts of Dwight Howard.
Apparently the Hornets teammates hated him.
Yeah, nobody likes him.
And how many goofy seven-footers are we going to have? We have Joel, who's a great player, but he's a goofball. We're going to have another one?
Right. Yeah, I can't pair. Yeah, I can't put those guys together.
I mean, look, if any good player wants to come for a really small price, you always think about it because it's just smart to think about it. But
Dwight Howard is 7 feet tall, walking around with kid backpacks on.
It's amazing how his career has just fallen so far down.
Hall of Fame player.
No one wants him.
Nobody wants him.
Like, you think someone says, you want a Hall of Famer? I would say, yeah, sure. I kind of laughed it off. I'm like, nah, I don't want that guy.
He'll sign with Golden State for $5 million a year.
And he'll win a title?
Yeah.
And they'll have five Hall of Famers on the floor at the same time. And people will hate the Warriors even more than they do now. 888-729-9494. That is how you get in. Joe Giglio, Ike Reese. We're live today. Chickies and Pete's at South Philly. Come on down. Hang out with us. Did you like what the Sixers did last night? Both Ike and I do. And we're looking forward with this thing because that's what the Sixers are trying to do and trying to star hunt, which is a Brett Brown phrase that was coined last night that I think we're going to use around here for a long time.